弟兄姊妹，我们来读几处圣经。
Brothers and sisters, let's read a few portions in the Bible.
第一处是在诗篇。
First one is in Psalm
113篇。弟兄姊妹，你们翻到这一章圣经，你看，一共是九节圣经。
Brothers and sisters, after you turn to the Psalm, you realize that there are 9 verses here.
但是有6-7节，这里说你们要赞美耶和华，你们要赞美耶和华。
But in 6 or 7 verses, they mention praise the Lord, you praise the Lord.
为什么要用这么多次的说你们要赞美耶和华，原因在哪里？
What's the reason that this psalm uses so many times to praise the Lord?
好，我想我们不全部念，我们念第一节，到第二，第一节第二节。
We will not read the whole psalm, but only verse 1 and verse 2.
你们要赞美耶和华，耶和华的仆人啊，弟兄姊妹，在座的，我们不但是神的儿女，我们也是耶和华的仆人。对不对？我们要起来赞美耶和华。
Praise the Lord, praise all servants of the Lord, all of us sitting here. Not only are we children of God, but we are also His servants. So let's all rise up and praise Him.
赞美耶和华的名。第二节，耶和华的名是应当称颂的，就是赞美，从今时一直到永永远远。
So praise the name of the Lord, verse 2, blessed be the name of the Lord. That's another form of praising from this time forth and forevermore.
关键的就是第七节、第八节。
The most critical verse is verse 7 and verse 8.
他从灰尘里面抬举贫寒的人，从粪堆中提拔穷乏的人，这就是我们以前的地位。我们都是像尘土一样，我们都像粪土一样。他抬举我们，高抬了我们。
Verse 7, He raises the poor out of the dust and lifts the needy out of the ash heap. He'sSo elevated us, and verse 7, the poor and the needy were previous standing.
使他们与王子同坐，就是与本国的王子同住同坐。我想这段话在撒母耳记哈拿的祷告也用了这样几句话。
In verse 8,That he may seat him with princes, with the princes of his people. Hannah's prayer in Old Testament used the same verses.
使他们与王子同坐，得着荣耀的座位。这是哈拿的祷告。
Hannah's prayer was that God made them sit with the princes to receive this glorious throne.
我想我们还有再念两节，在114篇。
And 2 more verses in Psalm 114.
我们看见这个荣耀，这个荣耀。
Here we behold the glory, the very glory.
以色列出了埃及，雅各家离开说一言之名，那就是耶和华把我们从埃及带出来，从撒旦的权势底下释放了我们，把我们带出来做什么？
Verse 1, when Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language, this is when the Lord brought them out of Egypt and released them from the hand of the enemy. And why did the Lord do this?
那是犹大为主的圣所，我们知道这个圣所就是今天的教会，刚刚我们唱的荣耀的教会，这就是圣所。
At that time, Judah became his sanctuary, and we know this is exactly the same hymn we just sang about his glorious church.
以色列为他所治理的国， 这不但是个教会，这也是神荣耀的国度，永远不能震动的那个国度。
And Israel, his dominion, that means Israel, his kingdom. This is a glorious kingdom which shall never be shaken.
感谢主，我们是真的以色列人。
We thank the Lord that we are true Israel.
所以我们要赞美耶和华，赞美耶和华。
That's why we need to praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
从今时一直到永远。
From this time forth and forevermore.
好，我们来看看格林多。前书
Now we will read 1 Corinthians
第一章
Chapter
1第三十节
Verse
30但你们在基督耶稣里是本父神神又使他成为我们的智慧公义圣洁救赎他又使我们成为我们的智慧这个智慧叫我们成为公义成为圣洁成为救赎这个次序不能颠倒的先是公义然后是圣洁最后就是救赎
But of him you are in Christ Jesus who becameto us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption God made Christ to us wisdom and then righteousness sanctification and redemption do not reverse this order
第三十一节如经上所记夸口的当自作主来夸口
That as it's written, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord.
我们看第二章，我们再来念一句。
And in chapter 2, another verse.
我们来看第七节。
Verse 7.
我们讲的乃是从前隐藏神奥秘的智慧。什么是神隐藏奥秘的智慧呢？就是神。在万事以前预定我们要得着的那个荣耀
But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery the hidden wisdom What is this hidden wisdom which God predestined before the ages for our glory
这里讲的预定的就是有一个目的地的预定的一个目的地不是个抽象的荣耀乃是有一个预定的目的地的神在万事以前已经预定我们的
When God says he predestined that means there is a destination that we would reach it's not abstract there is something tangible we have to reach there
好最后我们来看哥罗西书
Colossians
我们也是来念两节圣经。
Lastly, we will read two verses in Colossians.
我们看二十四节。第一组我们看二十四节。我们看第一章，我们先看第一章。
Chapter 1,
第一章十二节。
Let's read first verse 12.
第一章的第十二节，又感谢父。叫我们能与众圣徒在光明中同得基业。我想 NIV 的翻译得很好，就是我们与众圣徒一同得着光明的国度，作为我们的产业，作为我们的基业。
Verse 12, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light.NIV's translation is very good because there it says that inheritance is this kingdom in the light.
然后下面说他救了我们脱离了黑暗的权势把我们牵到他爱子的国度里面
Next
我们在爱子里得蒙救赎、罪过得以赦免感谢神
Verse 13, He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. We thank God.
好，最后我们就看第二十四节。
Now, lastly, we read verse 24.
这里又讲到一个奥秘。
Here, Paul speaks of another mystery.
我们刚才哥林多前书第一章，我们看见这个奥秘，这里又是一个奥秘。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, we just saw a mystery. Here, another one.
现在我为你们受苦，倒感觉欢乐，并且为基督的身体，就是为着教会，这里讲到教会，要在我的肉身上补满基督患难的缺欠。
Verse 24, I now rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up my flesh. What is lacking in the afflictions of Christ for the sake of his body, which is the church. Now, church is mentioned.
25节,
Verse 25,
我照着神为你们所赐给我的职分做了教会的执事，要把神的道理传的全备，这道理就是历世历代所隐藏的奥秘，这里又讲到奥秘，但如今向他的圣徒显明了。
Of which I became a minister, according to the stewardship from God, which was given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. And what is this mystery? Verse 26. The mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints.
谁愿意叫他们知道这个奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在我们心里成了荣耀的盼望。
To them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
好，我们就低头有点祷告。
Please bow your head. Let's have a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，清晨的早晨，蒙恩的儿女，我们带着一个喜乐的灵，敬拜的灵，我们一起来到我们父的跟前。
Dear Lord, on this early morning, all your children redeemed by you came before you with this spirit of joy and worship.
感谢父，随着你儿子的宝血，无瑕无疵的献给了你。这个血洗净了我们的良心，除去了我们的私心。
Thank the Father that your Son, who through this eternal Spirit without any spot or blemish, offer himself to you that cleanses all our conscience from evil.
叫我们今天可以坦然无惧地来到父的跟前。
So today we can come before the Father boldly.
我们感谢你。
We give thanks and praise you.
主，你是配得我们敬拜的。
Lord, you're worthy of our worship.
万王之王，万主之主，可称颂的，都有全能的。
The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the only Sovereign, the Blessed Lord.
你是不能朽坏，不能看见，永世的君王，也是独一的真神。
You are the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, and forever to be praised.
今天叫我们能够来到你的跟前。
Today, as we come before you,
我们愿意把余下的时间，我们同一起举目仰望坐在宝座上的神。
We just commit the following time, and we look to you. In this following time, and then you're the one who sits on the throne.
主啊，你要在清净人中间，你要显为圣。在众人的中间，让你今天能够得着荣耀。
Lord, by those who draw near to you, you must be hallowed, and among those who come before you, you must be revered.
今天是你得荣耀的日子。
Today is the day that you receive the glory.
感谢主，这是主的日子，
Lord, we thank you for today is your day.
是你得胜的日子。
It's the day of your triumph.
是你升天的日子。
The day of your ascension to heavens.
蒙恩的儿女理当来敬拜你。
All the children saved by your grace are to come to worship you.
我们用诗歌来赞美你。
We will praise you with our hands.
感谢，称你伟大。
We will magnify you with praises.
一同高举你的名。
Together we lift your name on high.
超过万民之上的名。
This very name that is above every name.
我们应当跪拜，我们应当称颂。你永远是我们的主，是我们的救主。也是我们救赎的主。
We shall kneel, we shall bless you forever. You are our Savior, our Redeemer.
主余下的时间，我们等候仰望你。
Lord, we simply wait upon you during this remainder of the time.
用作你无用的仆人，用作我们的姊妹翻译。
Use your useless servant and our sister to translate.
主，我们知道不独在乎言语，在乎你的全能，在乎你的圣灵，更在乎你给我们一个充足的信心。
Lord, we know that it's not by word, but by might, by power, by the Holy Spirit, with the full conviction.
愿你的能力在我们这些软弱的人身上显得完全。
Let your strength be made complete in all of us who are weak.
荣耀的教会没有瑕疵。没有玷污，在你的宝血中已经洗净。
The glorious church without blemish and a spot being washed in your precious blood.
感谢主，我们等候你。
We thank the Lord and we wait on you.
相信你的话，只要是出于你的，没有一句会突然反悔，没有一句不带着能力。
We are convinced that every word that comes from you without return in vain and no word from God shall be void of power.
每一句话都是活泼的，是有果效的，像两刃的利剑。
Every word is living and effective like a two-edged sword.
主，我们等候你。
Lord, we wait for you here.
愿今天的早晨，你喜乐得着荣耀。
Let this morning be joyous to you and you be glorified.
你让我们喜乐，我们也能够蒙福。
And also let us be blessed and also rejoice in you.
但愿颂赞、尊贵、荣耀、全能都归给坐在宝座上的神和我们的羔羊，从今时一直到永远。
Blessing, honor, and glory and power be to the one who sits on the throne and to the Lamb from this time forth and forevermore.
我们的祷告是因我们主耶稣基督宝贝的名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，感谢主。这是我第三讲，这有一件事。
Thank the Lord, this is my third sharing. My theme is, there is only one thing.
我想弟兄姊妹都已经知道。
I believe, brothers and sisters, you have come to know.
只有这一件事，到底是什么事？
This one thing, exactly, what is this thing?
父神，只有这件事。
Father God has only this one thing.
只有这件事。
God the Son has this only one thing.
圣灵也只有这件事。
And Holy Spirit also has this only one thing.
虽然咱们做了很多的事，但是许多事的中心就是这件事。
Even though they have done so many things, the very focus of all these many things is this one thing.
就是建造耶和华的殿。
That is to build the house of the Lord.
我想父神的这一件事，我今天就用一节的圣经。把它包含在其中。
Father God has done so many things, but today I would like to use one verse to encompass all of them.
以弗所书的第三章。
That is Ephesians 3.
那里有段话，保罗说：“我比所有的圣徒中间最小的，我还要小。”
Paul said that I am less than the least of all the saints.
但是神今天给我这样的恩典。
But God today has given me such grace that I'm able to preach the unsearchable riches to the Gentiles. And also make all to know how this mystery is being administered. That is through the church. Through the church. So that the principalities and the powers in the heavenly places will know the manifold wisdom of God.
接下来他说, 这个旨意是在万古之先,
and
我们的父神是在基督耶稣里面已经预定的旨意。
And Paul continues to say that this very purpose is predestined before the ages, which is predestined in Christ. And that is the very thing that God wants to attain to. God wants to obtain a church. A glorious, holy, and overcoming church. And this church cannot be separated from the kingdom. The church will become God's dwelling place and His home. The church will also become a city that is His testimony. Also, the church is Zion, where He reigns.
弟兄姊妹，记得我上次同弟兄姊妹交通的，讲到耶稣呀，那个冠冕放在哪里呀？放在殿中。
Brother and sister, do you recall last time as I shared with you the crown of Joshua? Where should this crown be placed? It's to be placed in the temple of the Lord. And this temple is the Lord's church. That is where our Lord reigns. That is His dwelling place. That is His church, His home. In it, the Lord's word has absolute authority, and this is God's house, this is God's dwelling place, the church. Also, it is His kingdom. This is something that God has predestined before the foundation of the world, something He wants to lay hold of.
接着我们看见他的儿子主耶稣基督，他也只有这件事。Next,
we see the Father's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们上次交通的撒迦利亚书第六章很清楚地给我们看见。Last
time we shared on Zechariah chapter 6, it shows us so clearly.
这里讲到看啊，大卫的苗裔要在本处长起来，他来做什么？建造耶和华的殿。
Behold the man whose name is the branch, and it shall branch out from its place. Why is it that the branch came to the world? Because he will build the temple of the Lord. And we know this Joshua is Christ. He is the king. He is the great high priest.
And here
we see not only would Christ build up His church, but also all those who are far away will come also building the church.
我就想起启示录第五章。
Then I remember Revelation chapter 5.
我们看见那里都在那里唱诗歌，他们说你是配，拿开这书卷，揭开这个切割印。为什么呢？因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族、各方、各民、各国买了人来。 归给神, 做君王, 做祭司归给神。
And there, we see that they were singing a new song, saying, "Worthy are you for to open its seals, because you were slain, and you have purchased for God with your blood men from every tribe, tongue, and nation and people, and you will make them to be a kingdom, priests to our God, and they will reign upon the earth."
弟兄姊妹，我们都知道这个殿。在新约里面我们看得很清楚，就是教会。
Beloved, in the New Testament, we can see it very clearly that this temple of the Lord is the church.
哥林多后书第六章给我们讲到偶像与神的殿有什么相同呢？
2 Corinthians chapter 6, we read that, what is the agreement between the temple of God and the idols?
我们是永生神的殿。
We are the temple of the living God.
神要在我们中间居住。神说，我要在他们中间居住，在他们中间来往。
God says that I want to dwell among them. I want to walk among them.
感谢神。
We thank God for this.
我又想起了旧约的箴言。
And also, now I recall in Proverbs.
弟兄姊妹，我们都看过箴言
31
章。
We have all read the Proverbs. There are 31 chapters.
箴言讲什么？
What does the Proverbs talk about?
所罗门所写的智慧的书。
This is written by Solomon, the book of wisdom.
但是弟兄姊妹，你好好的读。
But brothers and sisters, read it very closely.
31章，忠心、基督。
The very center of the whole 31 chapters is Christ and His church.
你越是读，从这个角度去读，你觉得这卷书实在是奇妙。
If you read it from this perspective, you will realize that how amazing this book is.
这个智慧是一个 person.
This wisdom is a person.
这个 person 就是主耶稣基督。
And this person is Christ Jesus.
他来做什么？建造耶和华的殿。
Why did Christ Jesus come? He came to build the temple of the Lord.
你看箴言第八章，你好好去读一读。我今天没有时间给你们解释。
Read Proverbs chapter 8 closely. Today I don't have time to read it with you.
这就是基督。
And this is the Christ.
特别是第八章的第31节到33节，更是奇妙。
Especially verses 31 to 33 in chapter 8 of Proverbs. They are amazingly marvelous.
他来做什么?
Why did Christ come?
他要为人预备一个可以住的地方。
He wanted to prepare an inhabitable world for man.
并且他也喜欢与世人同住。
And also his delight was to dwell with the sons of man.
这就是神的家。
And this is the house of God.
也是主的家。
Also, the home of our Lord.
今天也成了我们的家。
Today is our home also.
感谢神。
We thank God.
再看启示录21章第三节，给我们看见，看啊。
Read Revelation chapter 3.
在那里我们看见坐在宝座上的有大声音说，看啊，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，他要做他们的神。
A loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they shall be his people.God himself will be with them and be their God.
他要与人同在。
He will be with man.
做他们的神。
To be their God.
他们要做他的子民。
And they shall be his people.
接下来怎么讲?
What comes next?
感谢神。
We
give thanks to God. 我把一切都更新了。这个话是真实的、可信的。把它写下来。
Write it down. All these words are trustworthy and true because I have made all things new.
Go, 成了.
It's all done.
我是阿拉法，我是 Omega， 我是始，我是终。
I'm the Alpha, I'm the Omega, I'm the beginning, I'm the end.
所以你看见吗？都成了。
Do you see this? All is done.
箴言第九，这个箴言第九章第一节，你再去看接下来。
And also in Proverbs 9, verse 1,
智慧要建造什么？智慧要建造房屋，专程什么？切根柱子。
A wisdom has built her house. She has hewn out seven pillars.
神的儿子来就是来做什么？建造房屋。我们是神所建造的房屋，是他所耕种的田地。这是哥林多前书第三章这句话。
Why did the Son of God come? He came to build his building, and also we are his field. 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
七根柱子。
Seven pillars.
你在新约可以找到一根都不少，刚刚是七根柱子。我记得大概好几年以前同你们交通过。
You can find the seven pillars in the New Testament.Not one missing. I remember I shared with you many years ago on this.
最重要的两根柱子。
The most crucial two pillars.
七根柱子中间的两根柱子是最重要的。
Two of them are most crucial among the seven pillars.
若是你去看应该是列王记吧。
If you read First Chronicles,
列王记的第十章还是第七章？
Chapter 4 or Chapter 7.
造的圣殿有两根柱子。一根叫什么？左边的叫布阿斯，右边的叫雅敬。
The Solomon that the temple Solomon made has two pillars. On the left side is called Boaz. On the right side is called Achim.
布阿斯什么意思？
What does Boaz mean?
能力。Strength, power.
Strength and power.
神的话没有一句不带着能力的。
That is God's word, because every word from God does not come void of power.
所以今天建造教会没有神的话，教会不可能建造起来。
So today, without God's word, the church cannot possibly be built up.
这根柱子是不可缺少的。
So this pillar is indispensable.
还有一根右边的叫雅敬。
On the right side, the outer pillar is called Achim.
什么叫雅敬？
What does that mean?
原文就是 build up, 建立起来。
In its original, it means to be built up, to be established.
哥林多前书第八章保罗说知识叫人自高自大，唯有什么？唯有爱心能够建造。爱心能够建造。
1 Corinthians chapter 8 Knowledge puffs up, but love edifies.
能够建造，能够造就人。
Only love can build, can edify people.
今天我们要建造教会，光是有神的话，教会建造不起来。
So today, although God's word is indispensable, but if only with God's word, we still cannot build God's church. We have to build it with love.
还有根柱子就是爱。
And this is the other pillar.
所以你看见吧，箴言这几段就已经很清楚给我们看见了。
So you see, passages in the Proverbs show us very clearly that
最后到31章更清楚了，对不对？
When we come to chapter 31, it seems to be even more explicit.
从第十节一直到第31节，22节讲什么？采得的妇人有谁能够得着呢？她的价值比许多的珍珠还要宝贵。这是谁啊？教会。
Chapter 31 from verse 10 all the way through 31, among all the 22 verses, they all speak of the church, because it says that who can find this virtuous woman? Her worth is more precious than rubies, and this woman is the church.
她不会叫她的丈夫 缺少任何的东西，这个丈夫谁？我们的主，教会的头就是基督。
And her husband will lack nothing. Who is her husband? That is the Lord of the church, the head.
并且在22节讲到这个教会是个荣耀的教会，已经建造成就的一个教会，叫圣的教会。
Verse 22 also tells us that this church is being built up, a glorious and holy church.
是个长大成人嘛，又长成基督圣量的教会，就像刚刚我们诗歌所唱的。
It's a mature church which has attained to the full measure of the stature of Christ Jesus, just as the hymn we sing.
是一个得胜的教会，圣洁的教会，没有瑕疵的教会，有见证的教会。
Holy church without blemish, spotless, overcoming church, and a church with testimony.
是叫神喜乐的荣耀的教会。
The church that glorifies and pleases God.
叫撒旦蒙羞的教会。
And to put Satan to shame.
我们感谢神，这是，你去好好的看31章这一段。教会被建成的十个方面的那个表现，十个方面，你自己去查这一段经文。
Now you yourself study chapter 31 of the Proverbs. There are 10 aspects of an established church.
箴言31章，你可以找到最少20多方面的最重要的。我们今天生活行为的那个准则标准。
And also in Proverbs 31, and the whole book, you can also find at least 20 principles and standards by which we should conduct ourselves in this world.
都是为了教会建造的。
And all these are for the churches.
我用一段箴言第六章，你去看一看。
If you read Proverbs chapter 6,
箴言第六章的第十六节到十九节，十九节你去看一看。
16-19,
箴言第三章第十六节讲什么？耶和华最恨的有六样，连他心中所恨的有七样，对不对？
And there the verse tells us that, the Lord hates seven things abominable to him.
心里最恨的就是他最最恨的一件事。
And these things are most abominable to the Lord.
第一件，高傲的眼睛。
First,
骄傲的眼睛。
Haughty eyes.
最后第六样呢？
The very last thing, sixth.
虚谎的假见证。
And false testimony.
第七样是他心中最恨的。
And all these seven things are most abominable to God.
什么是他最恨的？
So what is the thing he hates most?
在弟兄中间散布纷争的。
He who spreads contention among brethren.
弟兄姊妹，今天教会所以不能建造起来，有一个很重要的一个原因，
Beloved,
就是在这里。
One of the most important reasons that today's church cannot be built up is right here.
基督纷争，激荡纷争，这就是哥林多的教会嘛。
Jealousy, contention, and also factions. Isn't this the Corinthian church?
哥林多教会有最少有十几样被保罗责备的。
In the Corinthian church, there are at least 10 plus drawbacks that Paul rebuked them for.
最重要的,
but the most important
one
that Paul used 4 chapters
激荡纷争,
to describe them, that is contention and selfish ambition.
所以哥林多前书第三章保罗就讲，我不能把你们当作属灵的，我们只能把你们当作属肉体的。
So in Corinthians chapter 3, we read that, I cannot consider you spiritual, but fleshly.
这一段有三次提到，我只能把你们当作属肉体的，属肉体的，属肉体的。
3 times in this chapter, Paul mentions carnal, fleshly, carnal.
你们不是属灵的，到现在你们还不是，我不能用 这个饭来喂你们，我怎能够叫你们吃奶？为什么？因为你们是属肉体的，没有长大。
Because you are fleshly and carnal, you have not grown up until this day. I can only fed you with milk, not with solid food.
因为你们中间结党纷争，这不是外邦人的那种行为吗？你们不是属肉体的吗？外邦人都是属肉体的，我们以前没有信主的以前都是属肉体的，现在你们不应当了，对不对？
You have contention, factions, are these symbols of all the Gentiles which we belong to before, but now we have all become believers, should not do these things.
等会我还要讲。
And I will elaborate more on this point.
今天教会所以不能建造，有很多的原因，其中有两个最主要的原因，这是其中的一个，结党纷争，极度纷争。
There are many reasons that today's church cannot be edified, but two of them, all these reasons are jealousies and contentions. And I will talk more on this point later.
你去听一听多少的教会发生这些问题。
Listen to what's going on among churches. That all happened in these two areas.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？大卫的苗裔兴起来做什么？来建造耶和华的殿，建造耶和华的殿，建造耶和华的殿。撒迦利亚书第六章四次提到建造耶和华的殿，建造耶和华的殿。
So beloved, do you know why the branch has been established? It is because he wants to come to build the temple of the Lord. Four times in that chapter, this is mentioned.
圣灵呢？
What about the Holy Spirit?
我第二讲最后我就讲到圣灵。
In my second sharing with you, toward the end, I mentioned the Holy Spirit.
我用了第多书第三章第三节那一段话。
And
接着重生的喜和圣灵的更新。
And I used Titus chapter 3's word, the Holy Spirit built the church through washing of the baptism and also renewing of the Holy Spirit.
我不要解释什么叫重生的喜了。
I don't need to explain to you what is this baptism or regeneration.
我要叫弟兄姊妹所注意的就是圣灵的更新。
What I want to emphasize today is the renewing of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们的神创造万有太简单了，他说有就有，立就立了，就是那么简单，对不对？不费吹灰之力，万有有了。
Brothers and sisters, when our Lord, our God created the whole world, it's so simple, effortlessly to our hands, because when he spoke, it was done. When he commanded, it stood fast.
建造教会不简单。
But,It's not easy at all to build up his body, to build up the church.
他不能说有就有，命令教会就出来了，没有。
Here, God cannot speak and it's done. And God cannot command it and here come up the church.
你看看父为了这一件事，我们的父花了多大的代价，把他的爱子都牺牲了，让他上十字架。
Consider this very thing, building up the church. How great the price our God has paid, even giving his beloved son to us.
约翰一书第四章，约翰怎么讲的？
1 John 4, what does John say?
不是我们爱神，是神爱了我们。
Not that we love God, but God has loved us.
差遣他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭。
And sent his son to be our propitiation.
神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
And this is the love of God.
亲爱的弟兄啊，神既然这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。
Beloved, God so loved us, let's also love one another.
所以你看见神的爱，这个十字架，你看到建造教会，看不但看见我们的父受了多大的痛苦，也看见了他的大爱。
When you consider the cross, not only has our God suffered so much, but also it has demonstrated God's love.
他的儿子呢？
What about his son?
不是一样受多大的痛苦啊？
Didn't he also suffered as much?
从最高一直降到最低，到了第三层的那一个阴间地狱，他都去过了，受这种痛苦与父分开。
He lowered himself from the heaven all the way down to hell, even to the third part of the hell. So he suffered as much as the Father for us.
为了建造教会，需要一个根基，需要一个宝贵的房角石。这是为什么主耶稣？我们看见诗篇一百一十八篇，我以前同你交通过了。
Because to build the church, a cornerstone, a foundation, is needed. And this is what I share with you in Psalm 118 last time.
匠人所砌的石头已经成了房角的头块石头，这是耶和华所做的，在我们看为稀奇，这是耶和华所定的日子，我们要欢喜快乐，主耶稣复活了。
The stone rejected by the builder hasbecome the chief cornerstone. This is marvelous in our eyes. It's the Lord's doing. And the Lord has risen so that the church can be built from now on.
不但他建造教会，不但他成了教会不能缺少的一个最重要的一个根基，最重要的方角石，还需要很多材料来建造啊。
Not only has our Lord become the chief cornerstone, but also he needs so many other materials.
这是他十字架的救恩最终的目的，写作福音，写作救恩，把这些人都召集来成为材料，一起来建造嘛，对不对？我上次已经交通过
了。 So the purpose of the final goal, the ultimate goal of the salvation is to share the gospel and bring them over as materials to build up the church. And I shared with you last time.
这些材料是什么材料啊？
But brothers and sisters, what kind of materials are these?
罗马书第九章就是苦怒预备造毁灭的器皿啊。
All these materials are vessels of wrath prepared for destruction.
都是我们这些朽木烂的木头不可能再雕刻的这些材料啊。
These materials are us, the rotten wood. It's impossible to carve anything out of it.
诗篇一百一十三篇，我们看见都是从粪堆中、灰尘中间把他们提拔起来的，高举他们的。
So in Psalm 113, we read that all of us are being raised, lifted up from the dust, from the ash heap.
哎呀，材料预备好了，还需要圣灵，圣灵不断的把它更新、改变、变化。哎呀，这是圣灵今天的工作啊！
Now, after the materials are made ready, the Holy Spirit will daily transform, change all these materials. Now, this is the very ministry of the Holy Spirit.
花了多少多少的时间，圣灵今天还在那里做这个工作。
How much time the Holy Spirit has been spending, even until now, he continues to do the same work.
但是我们有信心。
But here, we have confidence.
我们是他手中的工作。
Because we are the workmanship of his hands.
已经在基督里已经做成了。
Created in Christ Jesus.
所以我们要赞美耶和华。
That's why we want to praise the Lord.
我们要成为教会。
We want to become the church.
犹大要成为主的圣所。
Judah will become the Lord's sanctuary.
以色列要成为他所用权柄管辖的国度。
And Israel will become his dominion where he can reign.
这就是诗篇一百一十三篇、一百一十四篇我们刚刚念过的。
And these are Psalm 113 and 114 we just read.
你就看见圣经告诉我们，一面是已经成了。
So the Bible tells us that on the one hand, all is done.
你去看哥林多前书第六章第七节、第九节、第十一节，很清楚地告诉我们。
In 1 Corinthians 6, 7, 11, all these verses tell us very expressly on this point.
保罗在这里又责备哥林多一件事。
And here Paul rebuked the Corinthian church. Another thing.
弟兄和弟兄彼此告状，并且告在不信的人的面前。告状已经是他们大错了，他们还要去告在那些不信人的面前。弟兄和弟兄 彼此告状。我想今天教会有很多这种情况啊。
Brothers and brothers go to law to bring accusations toward each other, and this is such a widespread prevalent conditions in today's church.
保罗说：“你们为什么不甘愿受欺压呢？为什么不甘心吃亏呢？”
So Paul says, "Why aren't you willing to be wronged or to be defrauded?"
并且你们说欺压的吃亏的就是你们的弟兄了。
And those whom you wrong or you accuse and defraud are your brothers.
不要自欺。
Do not be deceived.
不义的人不能承受神的国。
The righteous cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
这是彼此告状，弟兄告弟兄的告状的是不义的。不能进神的国的。
All these people who accuse their brothers are unrighteous. They cannot enter the kingdom of God.
结果保罗说，你们从前中间也有这样的人。
And Paul says that amongst you, some were just like this.
接下来一句话怎么讲？
And what comes next?
我们感谢神。
We give thanks to God.
现在。
Now.
你们是奉着主的名。是作神的灵已经洗洁成圣称义了。
In the name of our Lord Jesus and also by the Holy Spirit, you have been washed, sanctified, and justified.
从前你们是这样的，现在不是了。我们感谢神，你们都是天国的子民了，你们已经迁到爱子的国度里面去了，对不对？你们已经成圣，已经称义了，在基督里。
Before you were like this, but we give thanks to God. Now you are citizens of the heaven, and you have been washed, sanctified, and justified.
但是呢，我们刚刚念的哥林多前书第一章，我们有看见，好像还在这个过程中间。
But then again, it seems that in 1 Corinthians, that they are still in this process.
基督的智慧叫我们成为公义，这就是灵的得救，我们都知道，对不对？
Christ became our wisdom and our righteousness, and we understand that this is the salvation of our spirit.
我们已经因信称义了。
Because all of us are justified by faith.
Justification.
So this is a justification.
到最后呢，就是身体的得赎。
Last one is redemption. That is redemption of our body.
到最后主来的时候，我们身体都要改变，我们要得赎进到神的国，对不对？
On the day when the Lord comes, that our bodies will be changed and we will be redeemed into the kingdom of God.
朽坏的不能承受，不朽坏的。
The corruptible cannot inherit the incorruptible. And this incorruptible is the kingdom of God. Therefore, our bodies have to be changed. We give thanks to God.
中间还有一段就是成圣，就是魂的得救，我们都知道。
And in between, there is another stage. That is the salvation of our soul, which we all understand.
但是这是一个过程。
So this is a process.
我们今天还在这个过程中。
Today we are still in the midst of the process.
但是让我们有一个信心。
But let's all have this faith.
所以我刚才为什么讲到两个奥秘？
That's why I mentioned before there are two mysteries.
保罗在以弗所第六章最后他说：“你们要为我祷告，叫我能够方胆有口才。”把那个福音的奥秘能够讲得清楚，对不对？
Ephesians chapter 6, Paul says that pray for me so that utterance will be given to me that I will boldly make known this mystery of the gospel.
一个奥秘就是神创造万有的藏在那个历史年代藏在那个创造万有之神里面的奥秘的智慧。这个智慧是什么呢？就是万古之先，我刚刚讲了，预定我们得到这个荣耀。
The mystery of the gospel has two sides. The first one is the mystery, the hidden mystery of God who created all things. This is the mystery that God has predestined us before the ages for glory, which I pointed out before.
这是有一个预定的目的地的地方，就是国度。
So there is this destined destination for us, that is the kingdom.
今天我们车子里都有 GPS。GPS 把你带到那个地方，它里面会告诉你 ，Your destiny is arrived， 你的预定的目的地到了，你可以下来了。弟兄姊妹，下来到哪里？荣耀的国度。
Today we all use GPS. That GPS would take you to the destination, and when that comes, the GPS would tell you that.You have arrived, so we all get off to where? To the kingdom of God.
哥罗西书第一章我刚才念过，我们已经在那个光明的国度里面，已经迁到爱子的国度里，有一天我们要进入，要进入。
In Colossians chapter 1, we just read that today we are in the light and we have been conveyed to the kingdom of his beloved son. And one day we will all enter into it.
这一段话给我们很大的信心。
So this passage should give us such great faith.
只要你是得救的。
As long as you are saved.
只要你的名字是记在羔羊生命册上。
As long as your name is recorded in the Lamb, the book of life.
所以启示录二十一章，我们看二十七节，最后他怎么讲的？
Revelation 21 verse 27.
我们知道二十一章是讲到圣城，新耶路撒冷城，这是教会。还有那国度城内有神和羔羊的宝座，这就是国度。
Revelation 21 tells us this New Jerusalem, that is the church, and also in the city there is the throne of God and of Lamb. That is the kingdom, glorious kingdom.
最后怎么讲的？
And lastly, what does it say?
凡事不洁净的。行什么是不洁净的人呢？就是行可憎的和讲说谎言的这人，他们总不得进去。
But there shall by no means enter it anything, that's everything that defiles. What are the things that defile? These are those that cause an abomination or a lie.
谁能进去？
So who can enter it?
你的名字记在哪里？羔羊的生命册上。当我们一得救，一重生，正式悔改归向了主，你以我的名字生命册上，不会涂抹的，永远不会涂抹的，你放心。
But only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, when we first believe in the Lord, if we truly repented, and your name is written there.And it will never be blotted out.
二十一章我刚刚讲过了，这也是教会。
Chapter 21 also speaks of the church.
所以这是第二个奥秘。
So this is the second mystery.
刚刚哥罗西书第一章我给弟兄姊妹念的，这里就讲到教会，对不对？
In Colossians we just read, it speaks of the church, right?
这是历史历代隐藏在神里面的奥秘，如今已经向圣徒们显明出来。这个奥秘就是外邦人终于有何等丰盛的荣耀，基督在我们心中成了荣耀的盼望。我们有一天进入圣城，新耶路撒冷城教会。
So this church, this mystery is the church which has been hidden from generations and ages, but now has been revealed to all his saints that God wants them to know what are the riches of the glory of this mystery. And this church has now been revealed in Revelation 21. That is the glorious holy church.
圣灵今天还在你我的身上做工，改变我们，变化我们，永上加荣，就好像主的灵变成的一样。
Even until today, the Holy Spirit continues to work in us to transform, to change us, as though we are being transformed by the Spirit of the Lord, so that from glory to glory, we will be His church.
圣灵在我们身上很辛苦啊，我们也很辛苦啊，但是感谢神，荣耀的盼望，荣耀的盼望。
The Holy Spirit works very hard in us, and also we work very, very hard. But we give thanks to God because this is our glorious hope.
巴不得我们都看见这个意象。
If only we could all see this vision.
只有一件事。
That there is only one thing.
但愿我们有主的那样的看见，有子的圣子这样的看见，有圣灵那样的看见，只有一件事，我们就要蒙大福。
If only that all of us could have this vision of God the Father, of God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, then we would be greatly blessed. There is only one thing.
我们讲到大卫蒙了多大的福啊！古利王因着成就了神所喜悦的事，第一讲，我们已经讲到古利王蒙的福，我们看见大卫有八个方面的大福赐给他，因着他只有这件事，建造耶和华的殿，你们还记得？
In the first sharing, I share with you, King Cyrus was greatly blessed, David, was greatly blessed in Old Testament Second Samuel, if you read it, you see there are about 8 aspects of David's blessing.
不但大卫蒙了这么大福，连他的儿子所罗门也蒙了大福，因为他也只有这件事啊，照着他大卫他父亲的那一个蓝图，哎呀，认真的建造神的殿啊，对不对？所以所罗门，你看看他蒙了有多大的福。
Not only was David greatly blessed, but also his son Solomon, because he diligently, laboriously worked to build the temple of the Lord and consider all the blessings that Solomon received from God.
你往记上第四章你去看看，所罗门蒙的大福。
If you read 1 Kings chapter 4, you will see all the blessings that Solomon received.
没有一个君王有财宝像所罗门那样的多。
None of the kings had as many riches as Solomon.
没有一个君王像所罗门那样有智慧。
None of the kings was as wise as Solomon.
没有一个君王像所罗门那样，那时候的军力这么的强大。
None of the kings had as great military power.
还有一件最宝贝的事。
And here's one more most precious thing.
没有一个人像所罗门有一个宽大的心，像海边的沙是不能斗量的。
None of the people had a largeness of heart as the sand sea on the shore.And this is simply beyond measure.
弟兄姊妹，
Beloved,
我刚刚讲过了。
I mentioned this just now.
今天教会不能建造。
Today,
重要的有两个原因。
There are two very crucial reasons that today's church cannot be built up.
就是弟兄之间结党纷争。
That is, there is this faction and selfish ambition among brethren.
不但是结党纷争。还有嫉妒，嫉妒很可怕的，嫉妒在雅各书上里面，嫉妒比地狱还要残忍啊，你知道这个嫉妒吗？
And not only so, there is also jealousy. You know, jealousy in the Song of Songs, it says that it's even cruel than death. Do you know this?
今天弟兄之间彼此相咬相疼，我要把你吞掉，你要把我吞掉。
Brothers bite and devour one another.
我要咬死你，你要咬死我。
I want
相咬相疼，今天教会充满着这种事啊。
I want to bite you until you die, and the churches today are filled with things like this.
不但如此
，Not only so.
多少时候？不是你要疼我，我疼你，嫉妒啊，里头嫉妒，看看你的恩赐比我大，看看你讲道比我讲得好，看看你比我更叫人能够得到称赞，哎呀，你比我更有福，哎呀，想想自己， 神为什么不像一样的祝福我呢？里面嫉妒啊，无缘无故的嫉妒啊。
Sometimes, maybe not to the extent that brethren bite or devour each other, but there is this jealousy without reason. And if you see somebody who can preach better than you, who is praised more than you, and this fire of jealousy just wells up in you.
Oh,
how much do we need this largeness of heart?
你记得哥罗西书第三章十六节讲得很清楚，我们是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人，我们应当称作什么？怜悯恩慈谦虚温柔忍耐的心啊，怜悯恩慈谦虚温柔忍耐，这是需要一个宽大的心的。
Colossians chapter 3, you'll recall that we are elect, holy and beloved. So what should we do? We should put on tender mercy, kindness, humility, and meekness, and long-suffering. This is a largeness of heart.
这人和那人有缘隙，我们应当怎样？彼此包容，彼此饶恕，正像基督饶恕了我们一样。这需要一个宽大的心啊！今天我们就缺少像所罗门那样一个宽大的心，我们的心就是那么狭窄。
We should bear with one another. If one has a complaint against another, forgive one another, just as Christ has forgiven us.And our heart is just this small. Now we should have the heart of Christ.
求神怜悯我们。
This largeness of heart, as Solomon did, may God have mercy upon us.
哈该书我们刚刚都念过，我不要解释了。
Now, Haggai, we just read, I do not need to explain it.
今朝教会刚刚讲到两个很大的原因，刚刚讲到的基督纷争，还有呢？个人只顾自己的家
Now,
没有顾到神的家，这是今天教会普遍的现象。
The widespread condition of today's church is not only there are contention, faction, jealousy, but also people only run to their own houses, care about their own business, not the church, the house of God.
我们只注意自己的婚姻，注意自己的家庭，注意自己的事业，注意自己的学业，自己的德，自己的色，忘掉了神的教会，荒凉啊。
We care so much about our own gain, loss, our study, church, our school, our work, and then we have forgotten that the house of God lies in ruins.
这些以色列百姓还很有理由的说，现在还没有到时间呐、啊，来建造耶和华的时间还没有到啊。
Israelites thought they were in their right, saying that the time has not arrived yet to build the house of God.
神的殿已经15年了，没有建造了，建造一半就停了，因为太多的难处了。
Because of all the adversities they encounter, the building of the temple stopped, and there is a lapse of time, 15 years.
内外的仇敌，还有最大的仇敌就是我们的己上次，我最后就提到了这一点，你们还记得亚玛利人吗？
And there are enemies inside and outside. The external enemies are the Amalekites. I mentioned this last time.
所以神就写作哈该。勉励他们起来吧，时间到了，起来建造，不要只顾自己的房屋了。
That's why God used Haggai to tell them, to encourage them, time is up. Do not just run to your own houses caring about your own business.
这是万军耶和华说的，所以你们撒得多，种得多，收得少，吃也吃不饱，穿也穿不暖，所有拿来的工资都像一个破的狼一样的都漏掉了。哎呀，你一个月赚10几万，怎么总是不够用啊？到哪里去了？到哪里去了？
Now, this is why, thus says the Lord, that you have sown much, but you brought in little. You have eaten, but you are not satisfied. You have drink, but you are not drink it to your full. And you earn wages only to put your ages in a bag with holes, even though you make maybe hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. But where did all your money go?
弟兄姊妹，我想今天我们都能够吃得饱，对不对？我们都能够穿得暖的，不会吃不饱吃不暖的。但是这里是特别指着属灵方面的贫穷。
Brothers and sisters, today I think all of us can drink it to our full. We can dress ourselves warmly. But here it speaks of the spiritual conditions of the Israelites.
这是万军耶和华，你不顾神的家，你一定是属灵上一定是贫穷的，像老底家的教会一样。
The Lord has said that if you do not pay attention to the house of God, you are going to be destitute, just like the Laodicean church.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
让我们回转吧，起来，上山取木材，建造神的殿，叫神喜乐，得着荣耀。
Let us return. Go up to the mountains, bring wood, and build the house of God, so that the Lord can take pleasure in us and be glorified.
去传福音，去传福音，把这些材料上山取木材，把这些材料找回来，来建造啊。
Go to the mountains and bring the wood that tells us we should go and preach the gospel to bring the materials back to build his house.
这些材料就是今天教会很多，哎呀，得救了，大家就不顾他了，哎呀，反正他得救了，受过洗了，不把他们找回来，你要造就他们，建造他们啊。
Today, after a person is saved, baptized, we just leave him alone. No, you have to find them and also restore them, build them up.
这是我们的责任，我上一次讲了，最后也是讲到了，对不对？
This is our responsibility, as I mentioned the last time.
你爱我吗?
Do you love me?
主耶稣对彼得讲的。
The Lord says so to Peter.
喂养我的羊。
Feed my lamb.
Feed, care 我的羊。这是每一个在座的都有这个责任的。
Feed my lamb, care my lamb. This is the responsibility for every single one sitting here.
加拉太书第五章。
Galatians 5.
十三节。加拉太书第五章十三节，保罗怎么讲的
？Galatians 5:13, what does Paul say?
你们蒙召是叫你们得以自由，不要把你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会。
You are called for liberty, but do not use it as a cloak for the lust of your flesh.
总要用什么？总要用什么？爱心，爱心做什么？彼此彼此服侍。什么叫服侍 ？Feed, care, 所有的神教会的弟兄姊妹。
But serve one another with love. What does this love mean? To feed, to care all the sheep.
全律法都包含在爱人如己。这一句话呢，所以你们要谨慎，不要相咬相吞，彼此都要灭亡的。
All the law is summed up in this word: love yourself as your neighbor. Do not bite or devour one another.
弟兄姊妹，我们起来吧。
Brothers and sisters, let's all rise up.
起来吧。
Rise up.
不要再等说时间还没有到。
Do not any much longer saying the time is not up yet.
神永远的旨意，永远的计划，能够在这个教会中间早日的能够成就，建造成为一个荣耀的教会。
So that God's eternal plan and purpose can be accomplished in this church, the sooner that we will all become a glorious church.
最后一句。
Last verse.
腓立比书第四章
Philippians chapter 4
保罗说神必照着他荣耀的丰富叫你们所需用的在基督里面没有一样叫你们缺乏的只要你把这件事放在你我的心里
According to the riches of his glory he willSupply all your needs as long as you place this very one thing into your heart.
你的家，你的婚姻，你的学业，你的事业，你所有所需要的。 感谢神
your,
丰丰富富的嫁给我们
your home, your marriage and your work, we thank God, everything will be abundantly supplied for you.
我们低头祷告
your head bowed please, let's pray.
主啊求于你的话不要突然返回
Lord, let every word from you not return in vain.
主开我们的眼睛
Lord, open our eyes.
看见这个异象
that we could see this vision.
看见你只有这件事
let us see that you have this one thing only.
让我们也只有这件事
so that we also have this one thing only.
感谢主，你是这样的爱我们。
We thank the Lord that you have loved so dearly.
我们爱你是理所当然。
And this is our reasonable service. We should love you back.
不叫我们为自己而活。
We should no longer live for ourselves.
我们都是你众家已经买赎的，不再是自己的人。
We were all bought by a great price. We're no longer our own.
我们都能够为你而活。
We should all live for you.
都能够荣耀你。
To glorify you.
都能够被成为贵重的器皿，圣洁，合乎你用。
We should all be made useful vessels, holy, ready for your use.
但愿这个教会，但愿所有的教会。
May this church and all the church.
主啊，都能够得到平安，常常喜乐。
We'll have the peace and rejoice always.
都被你所建立。
Will all be built up by you.
我们都能够受圣灵的安慰，成为成熟的人。
So that we will all be comforted by the Holy Spirit to become mature.
凡事都能够敬畏你。
In all things, we fear you.
让我们同心合意，彼此和睦。
With one heart and one mind, let us be at peace with one another.
但愿仁爱平安的神常与我们众人同在。
That the God of peace be with us all at all times.
祷告祈求圣耶稣基督宝贝的名。
We ask and pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.